Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay, so we've been tracking this for weeks. Yesterday's news is old to you, as often happens if you listen to this show. Mm-hmm. The breaking news, the supposed surprise, I actually had it in my Battleground America podcast on Friday, because I follow a lot of Middle East satellite sites. So I knew these cargo ships were moving through the strait. But this is a surprise to the mainstream media, who we increasingly are so far behind X. It's really shocking. I was reporting this last week that they were sneaking these ships through. And why Trump is sneaking these ships through the Strait of Hormuz. Because it's kind of a bizarre situation. But let's set it up first.
Boy, this was a big reveal from yesterday, right? President Trump revealing that the U.S. military secretly moved 100 million barrels of oil through the Strait of Hormuz and helped over 200 commercial ships safely travel through the strait.
We've been taking out millions of barrels of oil, millions of barrels. Every night we took out oil. But so now that they figured it out, I can tell you, it was very hard for me. I wanted to say it so badly, but I didn't want to ruin it, but it was very hard. But millions of barrels of oil has come out, and that's why it's at $85, $90 a barrel instead of $250.
Okay, so I had this last week. X had this last week, and I just follow really smart people on X. People are a lot smarter than the folks doing mainstream media stuff. And I told you this was going on last week, and I was really, really steamed about it. This a few weeks ago, just to set this up, began to leak out that this was going on. CENTCOM denied they were sneaking these cargo, these oil cargo ships through the strait. In other words, doing Project Freedom, Lee, which we very cowardly backed off of because, you know, Pakistan said, hey, don't do that. And we're like, okay. Sure, we'll just pay $4 or $5 a gallon gas. No problem. Yeah, whatever. And this, remember, was after we caught Pakistan hiding part of the Iranian Air Force from us so we couldn't destroy it while pretending to be a neutral party in the talks. I mean, we just gotten used, abused, and run around here in the Middle East. So why was Trump doing this? And yet Steve Yates on. He's an old Bush guy doing things the standard way. And he's like, why, you know, why wouldn't you just tell the markets this? This would have calmed the markets. I said the same thing a week ago. Again, I don't mean to brag. That's not what I'm doing here, Lee. But I'm reaffirming why you listen to this show. I had a guy come up to me at Ballot Bash and say, yeah, and you know, I keep trying to get this my friend to listen to your show. And he comes to me, says, oh, this just happened. He's like, yeah, I knew that, you know, back in
yes,
September.
Exactly.
Right. I mean, that's the level of the research that we do here. And that's the product that I bring you. So it's just hard work. It's just old fashioned hard work. So I said this last week and I tried to understand and hashed it out in podcast last week. Why was Trump moving these cargo ships through the strait? Probably the worst kept secret ever. that is now just breaking on Fox News. You heard Todd Pyro there. And the reason the only reason people smarter than me that I read can come up with, Lee, is this: the supply chains are resetting in America. So you had European allies and other countries now having to come to us both in order to get the oil that they used to go to the Middle East to get. But you also, they are also bringing it in to refine it. They're also buying it from us. It's three lines of business right there. You just saw what Trump did with coal, which we desperately need, $700 million shot in the arm to unshutter these perfectly good coal plants, cheap, clean coal that Obama shut down. Mm-hmm. I mean, Obama wiped out 28% of our energy supply with his policies that were in effect through the end of the Biden administration. I mean, absolutely devastating. Think about that. 28% of the energy supply that we had when Barack Obama took office. And you're looking at a 40% increase in energy across that time that did not have to happen while China buys up the world's cheap coal. Okay, so what is Trump doing? Well, we've had these idled or near idled facilities in the Gulf of America that used to process viscous oil, the kind that is for plastics, not for your car. The kind we used to get from Venezuela. Trump took the oil from Venezuela, right? But we're talking multi-billion dollars to get some of these refineries back up and running, right?
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Dianaroga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, he could do it one of two ways. You could do it the way he just did coal, took money from the Treasury and said, we're just going to do it. We're going to spend $700 million. We've got to catch China. Or you could just let Iran run around in their little toy boots there and terrorize the street, blocking it for Trump. And guess what? Cargo ships turn around and where do they go? They go to America. What do? They spend money with America. Again, through our refineries, buying our light sweet crude that we have a lot of, and buying processed oil, and then delivering oil for processing. What does that do? Billions of dollars infused very quickly into our oil industry at every point of it, right? From extraction to refineries, because we're now pumping oil at full out 100% capacity. We cannot pump more. We cannot make more. We cannot refine more. So what are they doing? They just gave us tens of billions of dollars with which to what? Quickly expand and upgrade our system. That the federal government doesn't have to write that check the way they just did with coal. When you look at what else is going on here, you look at Europe, okay, 14-15% of their natural gas runs through the strait. Where do you think they're getting it right now? Now, what is the biggest category? And it's not sexy, but I pointed this out to you every single quarter of the last Trump administration. Y'all, what is it? What is the biggest growth category in our economy under Trump?
Energy and mining.
Yes, minerals and mining. Every time everybody thinks it's tech or something like that. It's not. So what do you do if you want the biggest GDP shot in the arm fast? You let Iran leave the strait blocked. You let Americans pay more for gas. It is the only thing I can figure out. And I had all this last week. So we welcome Fox News to catch up with the Dara Show. So, but that's got to be. I mean, there could be something else, because when you look at like how stupid it got, because I mean, it got really stupid, right? And even Steve Yates is saying this. We're going to play this going forward. Steve Yates saying what I was saying last week on Fox News this morning. Why has Trump left the ballistic missile silos in place in the Strait? Why has, I mean, we've blown up 3 radar facilities in the last week and a half. They were doing targeting of our bases, ships, destroyers. Why would we leave them there? Unless Trump is using Iran as a proxy. They don't realize he's doing it. But in other words, to shut down the Strait. Why? Because everybody in the world's now being rerouted to America. It's the opposite of what China did in the Red Sea. China sent the Houthis out there to attack everyone, and then the Houthis only let the Chinese ships reach Europe. So 70% of the European trade now has flipped, that went through the Red Sea, to you've got to buy Chinese stuff. You can't buy from any other suppliers. They did that through force and violence. That cannot be allowed in the Strait. It cannot. And for people, these stupid libertarians running around going, well, I just want to swap, we'll opt out of this. We'll be libertarian, founding fathers, blah, blah. Well, okay, awesome. You tell me, when China dictates at a point of gun where our cargo goes that we manufacture, what then? They have no answer. So we're trying to prevent Hormuz from becoming the Red Sea. We're at war with China is what we're at right now. So when you look at what Trump was doing, and Steve Yates is baffled this morning on Fox News, Lee, saying, well, you know, why is Trump not taking out the radar facilities? Why is he not taking out launching facilities? We knew darn well where they were. And look at what Trump did here. He didn't want a bomb. He was set to let them get away, Lee, with bombing, that Apache out of the air. He tried to blow that off. And I think it was to buy more time to reset the supply lines. Best case scenario, they become permanent. But, I mean, he's just getting blistered by the New York Post. They're running circles around your negotiators. This looks stupid. We look ridiculous. You're down to 38% approval. You're losing your base. What are you doing, man? So there's only so far he can take this, Lee.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There's only so far he can take. He's going to have to put the leadership down. I mean, he's just got to. But I think that's where we are this morning. I think they took it a little far, and now they're having to walk it back. So much fascinating stuff going on in the world today, and we'll have all of it, in some cases weeks before you'll hear it anywhere else, on The Tara Show. Stay tuned.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze.
cake. Let's fly.